Hello, my name is Pierre Aigebart, and I'm part of the Collective Petticoat Government, and I have a practice of graphic design, tile design, cartography within the Studio Speculoos.
Hello, my name is Antoinette Jatiou. I am part of the collective that will occupy the Belgian pavilion of the Venice Biennale this year. And I am curator, text writer, and also working in an art center named La Loge in Ixelles.
Hello, my name is Ivo Provost, and I'm also part of this undertaking. In normal life, I work together with Simona De Nicolai, but she's also part of this project as a duo of contemporary artists. But we are pluridisciplinary artists and very happy to be part of this.
My understanding of a petticoat government is the government entirely made up of women, and the expression was invented by Baroness Orci in 1905. Now, if you're a member of it, you are not a woman. So is this really petticoat government? What does this mean? It's the name of Belgium's contribution to the Venice Biennale, but what does it mean?
We chose this title because we feel that there are different entries. We can use these words in different ways. And we'd like to do a linguistic dissection of these words. And we like a lot that it starts with the word petty, for a project that it will be treating giants. Petticoat, of course, also the coat, because all giants, it doesn't matter if they're women or trans or male, always have coats, always to hide the carriers that makes them alive. And of course, there is also this idea of a reinvestment, of a changing relation in power. And there's a lot of work to do in the art world, but also in all the other worlds that we are living today. And I can say that, for example, this relation between popular art and contemporary art is an interesting one also to look in this way, to maybe change relation proportions and importances.
So now we're talking about the giant. Now, I am a giant fan of the giants. I love all the giants. And here we have this giant of Erasmus. We're in the gardens of the Erasmus house. How does it get connected? What is the Belgian project for Biennale? This giant is going to leave here in Brussels and travel across Europe to Venice, if I understand.
Yes, correct. So we selected seven giants from Belgium, north of France and Spain. So we were interested in these connections to the history. And so we borrowed these objects, figures of the giants to some communities because we are interested in their organization, how they build their own identity groups, how they embody themselves into this kind of object too. And so we don't build giants, we take them with us into this journey, into this scenario, in different chapters to Venice, to install them for a while in the Belgian pavilion that we consider as a transitional place, a venue that will be crossing with these histories.
It's a kind of a technology invented by humans, very crude, but at the same time very refined, to be able to project something. And we will display the seven giants a bit like that, like observatory, as a means to be able to reverse or to shift at least the way we see things. And we hope that from behind, because they will be on a kind of a platform, we will be able to kind of enter into that energy, or anyone can project anything they want, but will be a human that will walk and look and tell stories behind. And we hope also dance, because there will be a very specific, dedicated to music environment and light environment. So to create a space, temporary space, where it's possible to rethink or at least to see or to question how we are linked to these beings that are looking at us from a different perspective, let's say.
And the Biennale is going to be when?
Until the November 24th.
And it starts when?
And it starts on April 20th.
Oh, so it's 6 months.
Seven months.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.